From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says government forces have seized the town of Al-Qaim from Islamic State, one of the last areas under the militants' control in the country. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting.
Islamic State has lost one of its last footholds in Iraq. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the district of Al-Qaim was taken back Friday thanks to a push by a mix of units from the army and counter-terror services, plus Sunni tribal fighters and militias backed by Iran. Losing Al-Qaim leaves just the village of Rawa down the Euphrates River under militant control. And across the border in Syria, more setbacks for IS earlier in the day. Government forces declared victory in the city of Deir al-Zor, a town that had been under siege for years until the Syrian army began trying to reclaim it in September, and one of the militants' few strongholds left in that country. U.S. officials estimate around 1,500 Islamic State fighters are left in the area. Syrian forces are now about 40 kilometers away from Abu Kamal, across the border from al-Qaim in Iraq, and are preparing for a final confrontation.
The U.S. government has released a report on climate change, saying there is no convincing alternative for global warming besides human causes. The National Climate Assessment, which the government is mandated by law to publish every 4 years, said Friday that climate change is almost entirely driven by human action. The Washington Post reports that the State Department has considered more than 300,000 Central Americans and Haitians living in the United States to be no longer in need of temporary protected status, which shields them from deportation. Many of the Central Americans living in the United States under temporary protected status were living in the U.S. illegally, but given protection from deportation after Hurricane Mitch destroyed parts of Central America in 1990.